Joining me on the programme tonight are Tony McCormack, Fianna Fáil TD for Offaly and spokesperson on small and medium enterprises and retail. Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin TD for Sligo Leitrim and spokesperson on agriculture. Michael Collins, leader of Independent Ireland and TD for Cork South West. And Christina Finn, political editor of The Journal. Now, we do want to hear from you too. Please do get in touch by text on 51551. By WhatsApp on 0870 32 32 32, or you can find us on Blue Sky at Late Debate RTE. You can tune in and watch the programme now on rte.ie/radio1 or on the RTE News Channel. Those contact details, of course, particularly pertinent if you're a cardinal elector in Rome who's managed to get your hands on a smartphone, because Papam non habemus, said Barry Lenehan habemus, our reporter Barry Lenehan, in the Vatican City this evening. Barry, black smoke tonight.
Yes, buonasera column here from the Vatican City, where the local time is 11 o'clock. And yes, well, black smoke really was expected after the first ballot tonight. It had been long touted, but really all the talk here is, why did it take so long for black smoke to emerge from the stovepipe, the temporary stovepipe atop the Sistine Chapel? Of course, the cardinal electors, they went into the Sistine Chapel at 4:45 Irish time, and it was expected that we would have a result of that first ballot for smoke to emerge to the estimated 45,000 people who had gathered in St. Peter's Square, for that smoke to emerge, that result to be around 6 o'clock Irish time. But the crowds, they waited, and they waited again with no smoke emerging from that stovepipe until 8 o'clock, estimated 2 hours later than what the Vatican had initially intimated it would take. So really, all the talk here and the speculation is what happened in the Sistine Chapel earlier on. We don't know, because, of course, it is blocked. No signal jammers and so on. The cardinals have no phones, no watches, no smartwatches, they can't contact the outside world. Now, there was maybe speculation, did they vote twice? Had something gone wrong in the first vote? But maybe more other Vatican watchers perhaps saying that the reasons might be simply more mundane than that, that the cardinal who gave the meditation at the start in the Sistine Chapel, which wasn't broadcast before they voted, Raniero Cantamalelli, that he perhaps is not a cardinal known for brevity in his sermons, whilst also the Bosnian Cardinal Pulisic is casting his vote from the Casa Santa Maria adjacent to the Sistine Chapel. So three cardinals have to go down to him and bring his ballot back. There are also 133 cardinal electors, bigger than ever before. So maybe a combination of those reasons perhaps have led to the delay.
Right.
And really people now speculating on how long this all might take.
As you say, Barry, a big crowd gathered. What was the reaction like as those first puffs of smoke began to emerge?
I think people were disappointed, talking to an English couple there a few moments ago. They abandoned everything today and are set to abandon everything tomorrow on their once-in-a-lifetime trip to Rome to see who the pontiff might be. Of course, all the eyes now turn perhaps to what's happening in the Casa Santa Marta tonight, as the cardinals, the prelates, retire there for the evening. They'll have a meal, of course, strict rules over what they can eat to ensure that messages can't be passed within stuffed chicken or whatever it might be. And it was said that after the 2013 conclave, that it was when they retired there that eyes turned to Jose Bergoglio and how he had performed well above expectations after the first ballot, polling second behind the Italian Angelo Scola, and people then realised that perhaps he was maybe the chosen one by the Holy Spirit, as he hadn't been mentioned in any lists before. Most analysis here, and looking at the Italian media, they're breaking it down as well, is focused on where this might go. The cardinals will have a chance to crunch the numbers on who got what. If you look at the basic politics of all this after round one, there are said to be three definitive camps within the College of Cardinals. The camp which wishes to continue with the reform agenda of Pope Francis, an estimated 40 to 45 cardinals said to be in that camp. The conservative camp, who wish a volte-face from what Pope Francis has pushed over the last 12 years, 35 of the 133 perhaps could be with within that, maybe around 18% or so, whilst the moderates in the middle, 57 or so. So perhaps the ideas or the eyes in the Casa Santa Marta tonight turning as to who might be an ideal compromise candidate or a middle ground between those opposing flanks, if you will, of the College of Cardinals. Names mentioned on the reform side would include Luis Antonio Tagle from the Philippines, Matteo Zuppi from Italy, who was the peace envoy to Ukraine for Pope Francis, and Jean-Marc Avelin from France, who he's dubbed Pope John the 25th in the French media, as many people think he is Francis's own pick. In the conservative side of things, the Hungarian Cardinal Peter Urdo, the Cardinal from Guinea Robert Sarah, who was an arch nemesis of Pope Francis during his pontificate, has been said, and also the Sri Lankan Malcolm Ranji are mentioned. And if they do perhaps go somewhere in between, the other names mentioned include Pietro Parolin, the Secretary of State from Italy, also Cardinal Ambongo from Congo, who was close to Pope Francis but had a much more conservative outlook on matters such as homosexuality, and also Pier Battista Pizzaballa, who is the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem. Other factions perhaps that will be looking in the College of Cardinals, in the Casa Santa Marta tonight, looking at the results, would be the sizable Italian contingent, 17 of the 133 electors from there. A big push for an Italian Pope once again, 48 years since the last one, having had it for 455 years before. And also the Roman Curia, the insiders here in the Vatican, 30 cardinals hail from the Curia, whilst another name to watch out mentioned tonight is Mario Grech from Malta. He was the General Secretary of the Synod of Bishops. 62 of the 133 cardinals have attended those synods under him. So these are the sorts of permutations that everyone is talking about. But at the end of the day, nobody knows. Your guess is as good as mine, because the cardinals are sequestered and the doors are locked on the chapel.
All right. And very briefly, Barry, what happens tomorrow?
The Vatican News site reports that they will resume voting at 10:30 tomorrow morning, which is an hour later perhaps than originally scheduled, which means perhaps a first smoke signal around 12 noon. If they do four counts, if they go on time, maybe a second smoke signal around 7 o'clock, but it could go long into the night. But we are waiting official confirmation on that start time, although it has come from an office associated with the Dicastery for Communications in the Vatican.
Okay, Barry Lenehan from the Vatican, thanks for joining us on that tonight.